This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Back in the saddle, my name is Steak. That's Rusty Manziel, who is gracing us once again. I like this Friday stuff.
I'm digging Friday, man.
Especially when you're out and about all over town last night.
I mean, I was out. I'm out and about.
Every big celeb was at that Hawks game. You had...
Michael Penix.
Michael Penix Jr., Kirby Smart. You had Brad Guzan was there.
Yeah, man.
I saw John Foy. If you watch the TV broadcast, John Foy like owned the TV broadcast in there. Rusty Manziel. It was Odyssey night. It was 92.9 night. I got back a little bit late, was not able to be there, but got home in time to watch some of the festivities. So you were in Atlanta last night and taking it all in, huh?
Yeah, man, it's cool. I'll go ahead and say pretty cool Kirby Smart moment. Standing there, I talked to him just for a second on the floor. Guy walks up between us, pretty fast-paced, older gentleman, black guy, walks up, and I understand why he had a mission. The guy hands Kirby Smart his driver's license.
Just walks right up to
he
you
walks,
guys.
He walks right in front of me now. He cuts us off, no problem. He hands Kirby Smart his driver's license, and Kirby Smart looks at his driver's license, and his mouth dropped wide open. He looks at me and shows me the driver's license. The guy's name is Kirby Smart. And he goes,
"That's wild.
I've been Kirby Smart a lot longer than you've been Kirby Smart."
Oh, my
Smart.
God.
And they both kind of shared a laugh, and then Kirby's like, "Hey, we got to get a picture, man."
So they white guy or black guy?
Older black guy. So
that
Kirby, Kirby's talking. People
dude.
Are talking to Kirby, you know, like there's all kinds. I look at the guy, and I go, "Dude, that was a freaking moment for you." He goes, Bo said it outside. Bo goes, "You know how long that dude has waited? He was not going to miss his moment." When
yeah.
he saw Kirby Smart that was pretty wild, though.
I would assume he thought he may never get that opportunity ever.
Yeah.
He's at the game. Kirby's at the game.
Yes.
Kirby's standing there courtside.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Dude's driver's license was Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart.
It was wild.
Wow. Kirby got
Can you imagine how many
right?
times that guy calls if he gets reservations? He's like, "Yeah, I need reservations for two. Who is it? Kirby Smart."
I'll tell you a story that's pretty wild. So my parents are in town 23 years ago or so. It's the middle of the O.J. Simpson trial. What year was the O.J. Simpson trial?
95, I think. 94. Okay,
so
94.
I basically just moved here. And my parents are driving from the airport. It's the middle of Freaknik. And if you remember what the downtown connector was like folks just got out of their cars and they're just shimmy-shammying all over the place. And now my nice conservative parents from New England were just wondering, like, wow, this is interesting. Like, you know, they're on the streets and they're getting it. So they're in a, not even a limo, they're in a town car that was coming from the airport. And my dad's name is Robert Shapiro. That's what my son's named after, Bobby Shapiro. His name's Robert Shapiro. This limo driver, this town car, rolls down the window and tells this gentleman, "I have Robert Shapiro in the back seat. Now, that's the middle of the OJ trial.
Oh, yeah.
They assumed it was that Robert Shapiro, who was the second lead dog. The lead dog was
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
Well, Shapiro was at first, and
right.
Cochran took that
over. So they part that sucker up, and my parents, they get the biggest kick out of that. They found an opening, and they're like, hey, we got Robert Shapiro in the back seat here. And they just cruised right through Freaknik, right through the downtown connector, because he had the right name. Really is his name, Robert Shapiro. Just the other Robert Shapiro.
We don't have time today, but I stood a girl up from Auburn that weekend that was going to meet me in Atlanta. And bless her heart, she sat in traffic thinking I was going to meet her at the Braves game.
Downtown, the old stadium, obviously.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like that wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't like you could pick up the cell phone and call him. I go, hey, dog, let's reschedule. When she called and said, I'm leaving Auburn, and I called and said, I'm leaving Athens, and the party was too good in Athens for me to leave. And
so she had to go through.
Later on, she let me know that she said.
Where'd you see her?
She called me.
Oh, wow. That must not have been a pleasant conversation.
Didn't see her again for a while.
I would imagine. Anyways, good to be back. I had a few days off. Last I talked to you, I was headed to
Birmingham,
baby. Alabama.
Before we get in too much, give me your vibe on Birmingham. Give me your Chamber of Commerce, and they want you to do a commercial. What was the highlight?
Well, I'll just say this: Birmingham, Alabama is crowded. I mean, it is over the top. I was staying right out, not even outside Hoover. Like, there's more restaurants. Development going on, building. Like, we were at this place across the street from a place called The Summit where there's 15 restaurants.
I told you on the hill. I told you. Yes.
Well, dude, The Summit is like Avalon.
Yeah, I told you.
That's what it's like.
Yes.
But by the way, up and down that street, whatever highway that is, there were like Friday, Saturday night trying to get into a restaurant. I'm talking about get into, you know, an Olive Garden was a 2-hour wait.
Oh, yeah.
Or a P.F. Chang's That city is packed at night from 5 to 9 on that high. Like, you can't get anywhere.
That Marriott across from the hospital right there?
They have built up every single brand you could imagine under the sun. High-end steakhouses.
That's the primetime area.
Dude, there was a steakhouse near my hotel that was on a 2.5-hour wait. I got to get the name of it. Super high-end place that I thought, oh, Bobby, we'll just pop in here and get a steak or something. Not even close. I could not believe how developed Birmingham, Alabama is. I'll say that first.
They say Nashville and Birmingham are the two cities right now. The people that are actually moving out of California, that's where they're going. Nashville and Birmingham.
Yeah, I imagine the prices for housing.
Yeah, it's probably a little different,
right?
Probably a little different.
So we had. Listen, it's a great infrastructure to host big events, right? Which is like the Lake Point version of things, or whatever it is, right? So. You know, they just do a great job. You have everything you could ask for in that town. So, you know, I've been there a couple of times, but we had a great time. And then we got back and we were on spring break with my son. So me and him were off on the road, basically.
What I call that? Stealing minutes.
Yeah, it was the best, man.
Yep.
He said, I want to see LaMelo Ball play. I said, what? He said, I want to see LaMelo. I said, you want to go to Charlotte? He's like, he plays for Charlotte. So we went and watched LaMelo Ball against Golden State on Monday night. So I saw Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and that Warriors team that is coming on big time. I saw Buddy Hield hit like 7 threes. And then the next morning, I said, let's head to Orlando. Went and saw the Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero against Toronto, and then went to Universal. But exactly right. He couldn't escape me. Sharing a room together, made him put down that phone, just talking smack like two guys. I did notice this, having traveled with my daughters, so much easier with the 13. I mean, like, we would just move. We had a mission every morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go to the gym. I'd say, be ready at 7:45 a.m. I'll come back up here. We got a flight. Next day, same deal. Next day, Universal. We're going to be the first ones at Universal. Like, quick. No outfits, no handbags, no analysis. No talk. I go, where do you want to eat? He could care less. My daughters would have had a full spreadsheet.
Oh, dude.
You know, they would have had a whole theory.
We're simple creatures, man. How old is he?
He's 13.
He'll add another category in a couple of years, but right now he's more worried about food.
Yeah. He was
Mr. Shapiro.
It was a perfect 4 days together.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you this about the NBA. Now, you may say the NBA product, yada, yada. He's not watching games on TNT for 2.5 hours.
No.
That's not how he consumes
YouTube
it.
Shorts.
100%. He watches TikTok every morning. He has stars he wanted to see.
That's their sports center.
That's what we grew up on.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
right.
Their sports center.
And he, there's stars everywhere. I love watching Paolo Banchero in Orlando. That dude is a beast.
I watched him take the game over here that night.
Yeah.
The first one out of the All-Star game.
He is a specimen.
Yes.
I loved watching LaMelo Ball. He went for 35 when I was there. I loved watching Jimmy Butler. Listen, I'm an NBA fan. I think product is fine. Yeah, it's not like it used to be. But for young people, it's Starfield. We got stuff to play for you. We'll probably do it after the break. There's two things that happened last night, one with Charles Barkley and one with LeBron James, which are fairly significant. We'll get into that, but we got to talk about the Hawks, and we got to do 9 at 9.
Let's go! Time to build the foundation of today's show with the top 9 at 9.
9.
Brought to you by Badley. Sell your home for cash fast. TADLYBuys.com.
It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Atlanta Hawks aren't going to win the NBA title, but I will tell you this.
What?
There are few teams that have more exciting, fun nights. I wasn't on the air the night they stole that game in Memphis.
How about that?
That was wild. I saw Trae Young make a half-court shot to win a game. That was wild. The Milwaukee game was a great game. Last night was fun. I mean, they are just – they're in the middle of it, man. I know that, you know, listen, they have one of their key guys down. It's going to affect, obviously, the long-term plan for this season. But last night, a big dub against the Indiana Pacers.
Let me make sure I get his name right. Georges Niang?
Yeah, Georges Niang.
He's not going to win any, like, 40-yard dashes.
Yes. He looks like Tom Brady at the combine a little bit.
My man got a little love handle to him.
Yeah.
But you talking about can shoot?
Can you imagine when he retires and he's going to go to some play a 40 and over?
Yes.
That guy will never lose a 40 and over basketball game
ever.
In his life.
He'll be ever. He's going to walk in that 6:30 morning group the first morning. They're going to be like, who's this dude?
I know, dude. He's going to light everybody up.
Like Jim Carrey, the cable guy?
He is pure offense.
He'll shoot it from anywhere, too.
I know.
Now.
And it's so clean. He's got such a nice release. Anyway, they win last night. Niang, I think, goes for 4 threes.
Yeah, he's 24 points. Trae Young, 22 points, 16 assists. Steak, I'll tell you this about the game. You know, back and forth the whole game, but Trae Young, when they need him, when you watch him in person, you have a different appreciation because how small he is compared to those guys and how he's able to get into the paint and score as well. But big win last night, 124-18. I heard him last night on the post-game show with Mike Conti and those guys, and they asked him about Kirby being there, and he goes, hey, it's just another winner in the building. Pretty cool quote from him.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be with Trae Young for the SEC championship game where he was rooting Georgia hard because you know he hates Texas.
No doubt, man.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.